Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being sweet to me. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone on the line understand that God has been good to you. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it feels like, God has been good to each and every one of us. Why do you say that? I say that because you're still here in the land of the living. God has extended his grace. Amen. God has extended his grace unto us. And when we woke up this morning and we had our mind on him, it was because of his grace.
His grace is sufficient. Amen. His grace is
sufficient. How many know God's grace is sufficient? God has enough grace and bring you back into the place of power, the place of fire, the place of growth, the place of destiny, where he can take you to that next place. Amen. Well, we want to thank you for calling in. We want to thank you for tuning in. We want to thank you for going on the internet and logging in. Amen. God is doing something in this earth realm. When the world is full of storms and earthquakes and plagues, all of these things are going on in the earth realm. But guess what? God rules from the heavens. Amen. God rules from the heavens. The Bible says, for the earth is the Lord. And guess what else? And they that dwell therein, you are that they. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. We belong to him. And when we belong to him, he is going to take care of us. Amen. He will take care of you. It gets sweeter as the day go by. Amen. And I want to talk about today. Today's subject is living is easy. Seek the simple things because living is easy. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. If you will get your Bibles out so that you can prepare for a spiritual deposit, turn to Matthew's chapter 11 through 30. Amen. We're talking about living is easy. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God, to whom all of our blessings flow. Matthew's chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Well, Father, we just thank you right now for this time with you, Lord God. Father, we welcome you into this place. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our homes. We welcome you, Lord God, into our heart, that you may rule, that you may super rule, and you may take us to a place where we know how to walk in the spirit, and that we will not be led by our flesh. God, show us the spiritual things, for you said in your word, Lord God, that the carnal mind would not be able to receive spiritual things. So, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would give us a spiritual eye, so that we would be able to discern spiritual things. And Father, we thank you for it, for you said if we ask, hallelujah, that we shall receive. So open up the eyes of our understanding so that we may walk into the anointing of living is easy. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory, glory, glory. You know the song, all of the ones that's on the line, the song Living is Easy. I believe it was Summertime. I believe the song is called Summertime. Hallelujah. Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy is rich, and your mama is good looking. So hush, little baby. That will be us that's crying. Don't cry. One of these mornings, you're going to rise up singing. Then you're going to spread your wings, and you're going to take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. Actually, the lyric says, there's a nothing can harm you. With your daddy and your mama standing by, don't cry. Why? Because living is easy. Amen, amen, and amen. I come to tell you today that living is easy. We're going to be talking about how could living be easy with all of these things going on in the world. Fathers against sons and sons against fathers and mothers against daughters and daughters against mothers and the phantoms and all of these things that's going on in the earth realm. How could you dare say that living is going to be is easy? How could you dare say with this pandemic that's taking thousands and thousands of lives, and how could you dare say that living is easy? Living is easy when we follow Christ. Hallelujah. About living our lives as disciples of Christ. Learning the tools to use to win. Learning from his word, not how to live this life, but his life, when living is easy. But how to live our lives in a way where when we wake up in the morning, that we have a song on our hearts. When we wake up in the morning, that we have a song on our hearts. Starting your day with a song. How many of us start our day with a song? Starting our day singing a song to start off. Living is easy. Put a download in your spirit and believe that following Jesus is it's not impossible. This is not to say that we is not difficult, but it's possible. And when we follow him, when we keep his word, I tell you, all of those difficult struggles that we have, all of those difficult situations that we deal with daily, we can conquer them all. Why? How? Because living is made easy. Seek the simple things. Amen? Seek the simple things. Sometimes we make it hard. Sometimes we make it difficult. Listen what the Bible says in Matthew 11. Hallelujah. I want you to read with me, and I want you to consume the word. I want you to eat at the table. Okay, let's look at the easy life that Jesus promised us. What is a promise? A promise is something someone assure you that's going to happen. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 11. Amen. I hope you all have it. Verse 28 through 30. And out of both of the New International Version and the King James Translation. Let's look at them both. Let's see what the NIV says. The NIV says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. He said, I, hallelujah, I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, for I'm gentle. He said, I am humble in heart. We want to be like him. He said, I'm gentle and I'm humble in heart. He said, and you will find rest for your souls. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy, hallelujah, and my burden is light. I told you that living is easy. I told you that living is easy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Listen, let's see what the King James Version say. Well, this is the Message version of the Bible. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burnt out on religion? He said, come to me. Get away with me. And you will recover your life. He said, I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. And work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. Did you know that that grace is an unforced rhythm? The rhythm of grace is easy. I won't lay away heavy and ill-fitting on you. He said, I won't make it too heavy that you can't bear it. And then this is one of my favorite parts. He said, keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Our text for today is, living is easy. Seek the simple things. Hallelujah. The word of God is blessed, and I pray that you're sitting at the table to eat. Amen. Hallelujah. See, first of all, who is Jesus addressing? Who is he talking to in verse 28? See, people, which would be you and I, people, who are weary and burdened. You know, it's so much going on. And a lot of people are tired. People are worn out. And I like to say that, you know, people are literally burnt out. And so in order to understand what it means to live an easy life or living is easy as a believer, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we say we're saved, and we say we're believers, and we say that we are disciples. We must understand that Jesus' invitation is to those who have found out this secret. That living is easy. Living the way that we live in the natural and the carnal mindset is exhausting. because it'll take a toll on you. People die of heart attacks, the stress related. People leave the earth early because they live in the flesh and not walk in the spirit. Amen. You know what I'm saying to you. That's when we live in the flesh and not in the spirit. Because when we think on spiritual things, we don't worry about so many things that's in the natural. Because we understand that God said in the scripture that he will take care of us. Some way, out of no way, he makes a way. And he take care of us some kind of way. God will. God shall. God does provide when we get out of the way so that he can get in the way to make a way. I hope you're with me. And I hope that you understand that some kind of way, God makes a way when we get out of the way so he may lead the way. So we have to get out of the way. That's why he say, come to me when you're weary, when you're burdened. He said, I'll give you peace. I'll give you rest. I'll settle your spirit. We don't have to try to figure it out because he has already worked it out if we allow him to. Amen. Now, what do you mean, take my yoke upon you? What could he be talking about? He said, learn from me. Take my understanding. Take my wisdom. Take my knowledge. Let me lead you. Let me guide you. Mr. Know-it-all, Mrs. Show-it-all, let me lead you. Let me teach you. And I love this part. He said, I'm gentle. I'm not all big boss. You know, I'm not all the king of things, which I am, but I'm humble in heart. I'm gentle. And I'm all that, says the Lord. I can think a thing and it will be established. I can speak a thing and it will activate, says the Lord. My living is easy. But we make it hard. We make it hard. By leaning to our own understanding and by not acknowledging him in all of our ways so that he may direct our path. How many want the Lord to direct you? Not just when things are going good. But when things aren't going good, how many won't shine on you when it's raining? How many want God to give you shelter in the midst of a storm? How many want that? Of course. That's how we walk into the living is easy. By allowing him to lead the way. By getting out of the way so that he may make a way. He said, I'm gentle and I'm humble. I'm humble and I'm gentle. What about you? I mean, of course we're not haughty. Of course we're not strange. Of course we follow Christ in our thinking. Of course we do. I mean, we all know that we need his grace. And we all know that his grace is sufficient. Amen. Living is easy. Did you not know that? I mean, did you think because of everything that's going on that is hard, that is stressful? The Bible says, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what are you thinking in your heart? What are you thinking? Amen. What are you thinking in your heart? See, when you think a certain way in your heart, guess what happens? It becomes you. So if you're thinking a certain way in your heart, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, a man thinketh. So what's in your heart? Coming out of your mouth. What's coming out of your mouth? Think about what the words that you use that's outside of the Word of God. Think about what is it negative to build up or is it negative to tear down? What have you built lately? Somebody help me with that. Because you say things, we say things, that's not to help. We don't care about what we say that's going to hurt someone's feelings, that's going to cause them not to follow Christ. Now, don't get me wrong. To bring corrective criticism, but it's only to help. It's not to harm. Amen. So if you're going to build someone with the words that you say, you have to let God lead you. And you have to think before you speak. And when you build others, when you encourage others, living is easy. Because you're planting seeds in the ground. You don't want to plant seeds that's not going to reap a harvest. Amen. So I want to encourage you today to walk in the living is easy. Amen. Is living easy for you? I want you to think about that.
Are you struggling with every single thing you try to do? Does it appear that you can't accomplish this and you can't accomplish that? You didn't finish this and you didn't finish. Maybe God is trying to tell you something. Maybe God is trying to tell us something, because maybe it's easy. When we take the yoke, Jesus Christ, amen. It's a powerful thing to understand what God is trying to do. It's a powerful thing to understand that we can't bear the burden without allowing God to lead us. See, sometimes we take the burden upon ourselves, and it becomes a problem because we want to be Mr. Fix-It. Amen. How many want to be Mr. Fix-It or Miss Fix-It? We have to allow Jesus to lead, to guide, and direct us, because he's big. He's a big God. I'm going to take a short music break, and I will be right back. I pray that you be blessed with bigger. God want us to be bigger in our spirits, bigger in our walk with him, because he's a great, big, huge God. Amen.
You're bigger than the sun and the star. You're bigger than the things, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the star. You're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart.
The stripes on your back make you bigger. The stripes on your back, they make you
serve a huge God. We serve a God that's bigger. God is waiting on us while we're waiting on him. He said, come, 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 come. Come to me. All ye that are laden, weary, burdened. He said, I'll give you rest. What is God saying? God is saying, come to me. But we go to situations. We go to people. We go to the telephone. We go to the internet. We go get seeking advice from others. God is saying, come to me. God is saying, get away with me. Separate yourself. So we have established that he's talking to people who are weary, people who are burdened, people tired, people that's worn out and burnt out. So in order to understand what it means to live an easy life, we must understand Christ. The reason he came, the reason he died, the reason death had no power over him, the reason grave had no victory over him. Amen? See, Jesus caused for people to get out of themselves and to come to him. It's for people who can't keep up the pace. For people that feel like you're lost and tossed in the rat race. For those who drop out of the race for job, to bear the infirmity of the weak. But what do? We talk them down. We crucify them and oppose to acting God to help us help them. And God will let you know who you're assigned to because you have a grace and an anointing on you that you don't mind doing what you need to do to build others up. Why? Because his grace is sufficient. So we must get out of ourselves and we must think about others. His grace is sufficient. Jesus called is not for the saved, the ones that got it going on. It's for those that don't, for the ones we've come out. It's for the ones that we think going to miss it, those that we think not going to be in heaven. Amen. Living is easy, people, God. So when stressful situations come, go to the rock. And when you get there, he's a discerner of your heart. He already knows what's there. So we carry it to him. And this is the good part. You get a chance to leave it there. That's when the burden is light. But no, no, no. We carry it there and we leave with it, with our stingy self. Learn how to give the burden to Christ. Learn how to leave it there. Amen. God is good. And he is good all the time. And his mercies endure through all generations. How about you? What are you thinking? What are you doing? How are you living? How are you living? And I told you in the very beginning, living is easy. I want you to see it as being easy.
The struggle is because we get in the way. The struggle is because we want things our way, all of the doggone time. I told you we're stingy and greedy. We don't need a burden with Christ. We want everything our way. We're so easily offended, but we want to say whatever we want to say. I'm encouraging you today to go to the rock and allow your burden to be light. Keep the simple things, amen? Sometimes things can be so complex. Living is easy. It's easy. Let's embrace Christ. Embrace Christ. Embrace Christ. Get out of your pride and embrace Christ, because you don't know who needs you. Let it go and let God. Let it go. You know what I'm saying? It's a prophetic word to everyone on the line. Let it go and embrace Christ. Don't be afraid to give your testimonies, because it gives him glory. And it takes away your strength, and you empower Christ. Amen.
Amen. Trying to love too ain't easy to do. Trying to love too is not easy to do. You're going to love one or hate the other. So we're wondering why we're struggling. We're wondering why we can't smile. We're wondering why we can't sing. We're wondering why there's a frown on our face. We're wondering why it's such a struggle. But I want to tell you, living is easy. Embrace it. Is it easy to you, or are you always stressed out with complaints? Think about it. Are you physically tired? Told you in the very beginning, when I first came on, summertime. It's summertime, people, God. And living is easy. Listen, the fish I kept in the cabin is here. Oh, and your daddy's rich. I want you to see between the lines. And your mama, good looking. You got it going on. The cabin is representing the money, the things that you need to get what you need for the kingdom. It's plentiful. Amen? Stop crying. Stop. Hush, 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 little baby. Don't you cry. Because one of these mornings, you're going to wake up and realize that you're going to rise up and you're going to sing your song. You're going to even spread your wings. Hallelujah. You're not going to be saying, I don't have my wings. You're going to spread them high. And you're going to not just fly, but you're going to take the sky. You're going to get everything you need. But until then, until that morning, there's nothing that can harm you. Guess why? Because your daddy and your mama is standing by. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's summertime and living is easy. I want you to enjoy your day. Get the best, smile, sing, laugh, joke. Living is easy because it's summertime. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is moving by his spirit. I want to thank you for joining me on this beautiful, awesome Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon, depending on where you are. I want you to embrace when someone brings some drama to you. Tell them. Living is easy. You made it hard. Tell them they made it hard by not following Christ, by not embracing that his yoke is easy, burden is light. Woo! Just breathe. Just breathe. And the mere fact that you can breathe give you another opportunity to embrace the joy of the Lord. For that's your strength. That's our strength. Because living is easy. Amen, amen, and amen. So, I would be cheating you if I did not announce that you can sow where you grow. You can sow into the ministry to enable us to continue the ministry of Jesus Christ. You can go to Givelify, GIVELIFY.com. Look for Pastor Teresa Docs and Elder QT Docs at Kingdom Builders, and you can sow. Amen. You can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739, our ministry office, and you can also sow where you're growing. Amen. I want to say God bless everyone. Thank you so kindly for tuning in. Just continue to walk in God's best. Don't let nothing, don't let no one take away the blessing that God has in store for you. Amen, amen, amen. Guess what? He's clearing the land just for you in God's best. Ask him to breathe on you. Ask him to shine on you. Ask him to shine his glory on you. No more crying in the streets. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to get ready to end the line, but I want to let you know that we love you, and I want to encourage you to go get your blessing and live easy. God bless everyone.
Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring that girl, Leandria Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say. Yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Hurt
me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time.
Myself
from my overthinking. That's right.
Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, if my people who are called by my name, would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, Leandria. Go ahead and talk. Sometimes you just got to say, thank you, Lord. Sometimes we got to get on our knees and just say, God, rescue me from myself. The best is still yet to come for you. This is your exodus starting right now at this very moment. This is it. This is it. One more time, choir. One more time. This is. Take it up there. This is. If you know it. Here we go. This is.
Gentlemen, please, please show some love for Donald Lawrence, the Tri-City Singer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is my exodus from complaining. This is my exodus from not living easy. I want to encourage you to embrace living easy. Stop complaining, baby. Don't you cry. Let's just take the yoke to the Lord. Take the burden to him. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to say God bless everyone. Have a supernatural rest of your day and understand that living is easy. God bless you all. And we say, have a good day.